Hi, this is Melody Fletcher from DeliberateReceiving.com, where I explain the law of attraction in a pragmatic, no-nonsense, and actionable way so you can deliberately receive the reality that you've always wanted. I wanted to talk to you today about how to overcome laziness with the law of attraction. Now, what exactly is laziness? Well, laziness and procrastination are just indicators of resistance. What does that mean? Well, when you want something, a goal, and you have some thoughts and beliefs that are running alongside that, that basically say that you don't want that for some reason, that's resistance. And that's going to sabotage you. It's going to pop up as all kinds of obstacles like laziness and procrastination. Let me give you an example. Now, you want to lose weight, and you have a belief that says that you have to exercise in order to lose the weight. But for some reason, you can't get yourself to exercise. You cannot get your butt to the gym. So you may have a belief that exercise is no fun. You've had some bad experiences with exercise. That's resistance. You may have some negative memories from your childhood, you know, some humiliation in PE class. That's resistance. Or you may actually be resistant to the goal of being thinner. Now, you may think that you want to be thin, but you also perhaps have some beliefs that you're going to be more vulnerable if you're thin. Maybe you're going to have to deal with more unwanted sexual advances, or you've been using your weight as a protective mechanism in some other way, and losing weight, the thought of losing weight, while it sounds wonderful, also triggers a fear. That's resistance. And resistance creates obstacles in your reality. So every time you start to go for what you want, that resistance is going to start to create obstacles. And laziness and procrastination are nothing but obstacles created by resistance. So what can you do if you find that you have resistance? Well, you have two ways of getting what you want. Number one, you can use the tried and true method of willpower. You can force yourself to take action and force yourself to get up off the couch and go to the gym, you know, beat yourself into submission. It's really the mean way to go about it and the hard way to go about it. Why? Because number one, willpower doesn't last forever. It fizzles out. Number two, it's exhausting. It takes an enormous amount of energy to sort of beat yourself into submission that way. It's like trying to bust through a brick wall head first instead of going around it. So there is a better way. The better way is to line up your energy with what you want and allow the universe to bring it to you. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, you want to focus on the essence of what you want. What do I mean by essence? Well, you think that what you want is to go to the gym and exercise, but why do you want that? That's not your end goal. Why do you want to go exercise? Because you think that it will help you to lose weight. Well, why do you want to lose weight? Because you think it will help you feel more confident, more attractive. You want to feel better about yourself. You want to have higher self-esteem. You want to be happier. So you notice the essence of what you want is a feeling, not a thing or a task that you have to perform. Focus on that and leave everything else to the universe. How that happens is actually up to the universe. It has so many possibilities to bring you what you want that you can't even imagine them. Get out of the way and just focus on what you truly want. Now, that doesn't mean that if you start focusing on only being happy, that what I'm saying is you're not going to need to lose weight. You can find a way to be happy being fat. If you really want to lose weight, and if that's something when you create for yourself, you can. But if you keep focusing on your weight, you're going to trigger a lot more of that resistance than if you keep focusing on being happy or having higher self-esteem or being more attractive, those kinds of things. And the universe knows what you want. It's not some genie in a bottle that's going to trick you. It knows exactly what you want. And if you focus on the feeling of what that thing will give you, you'll get it much faster. The second thing you need to do is you need to start paying attention to how you feel when you focus on the essence of what you want. So let's go back to the example of wanting to lose weight. You want to lose weight and you focus on what you think that's going to get you. So I want to feel really attractive. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel more confident. So I'm focusing on that. But as I'm doing that, I'm realizing that there's some negative emotion coming up. I'm starting to maybe feel uncomfortable. I'm starting to feel afraid. I'm starting to feel nervous or anxious or angry or whatever. Some negative emotion comes up. Negative emotion is another indicator of resistance. Basically, what happens is you have some resistance within your vibration, and that starts to create the first thing it creates is negative emotion. Now, if you don't pay attention to that, it starts to create bigger obstacles for you, like laziness and procrastination. If you don't pay attention to that and you keep forward, maybe you manifest something more physical, like spraining your ankle so you can't go to the gym. It's all resistance. So if you pay attention to the negative emotion, you can nip this resistance in the bud before it becomes something bigger. So pay attention to how you feel when you focus on what you truly want. And then isolate those feelings and release them. Behind every one of those feelings is a thought that somehow isn't serving you. So for example, with the weight loss again, you think that if you lose weight, perhaps you'll have to put up with a lot of unwanted sexual advances. Or your spouse that's also overweight may begin to feel bad and you don't want that. You can shift these beliefs. How do you shift these beliefs? Well, there are hundreds of methods that you can research and find. There's Byron Katie's The Work. There's the LEFCO method. There are literally hundreds of them on the internet that you can find. I posted one of those methods on my blog just the other day. It's called the Vibrational Ladder. But if you don't want to use that method, that's fine. Find another method. There are hundreds of books and thousands of websites dedicated to the subject. The important thing is that you identify those beliefs that don't feel good, and that's how you identify them, by noticing what isn't feeling good, and you release them so that you can release the roadblocks to what you actually want to receive. So if you take the time to line up your energy with what you want and remove the resistance before charging ahead with brute force action and just trying to get things done with pure willpower, what you're doing is you're allowing the universe to come in and to bring you what you want without all of this hard effort. You're leveraging this enormous amount of creative power. So a few things are going to happen. The first thing is you're going to feel a lot better because you're noticing those things that don't feel good and you're removing them. Number two, you're going to get some inspiration. You're going to get some ideas that maybe are a little bit different from what you thought you needed to do to get to where you want to go, but that you know in your gut are going to work out beautifully. And number three, coincidences are going to start to line up for you. The universe is just going to start arranging things for you so that things become really, really easy instead of so hard. This is why this is the end of laziness and procrastination, because instead of you having to force yourself to do something that you don't really want to do, which kind of keeps you stuck on the couch, what happens is you wake up in the morning full of fire, ready to start your day, and you cannot wait to get started. Action becomes easy. Instead of having to deny yourself the foods that you really want, like you would have to with willpower when you're trying to lose weight, you will naturally gravitate towards food that you have a better relationship with, the foods that are healthier for you, and you're going to really enjoy it. And the foods that were calling you so strongly before that you were craving like crazy, they're just going to sort of gravitate out of your existence. Do you see how that's so much easier than having to sort of fight against your urges and cravings and having to sort of beat up on yourself to try to take the action that you think you should take? If you'd like to know more about the Law of Attraction and how the Law of Attraction actually works, just go to my site and you can pick up a 45-minute audio or 38-page ebook for free that will explain completely how the Law of Attraction actually works in nitty-gritty detail. So if that's something that you're interested in, just head over to my site now, click the link, and sign up for the free ebook. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the Law of Attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.